Thank you. Good morning. And for those of you who traveled here from out of town, welcome to Chicago. I promise you we have weather like this every day. So I am a chronic disease epidemiologist at the Chicago Department of Public Health. I've been there for about 2 years now. Chicago is a city of 2.7 million people, and the Chicago Department of Public Health employs about 500 people. We're currently in the middle of planning our strategic plan, Healthy Chicago 2.0. So we are currently engaged in our community health assessment and community health improvement plan, and a big part of that plan is a health equity lens and a health in all policies approach. So this health impact assessment that we're currently working on really fits into the values of the health department at the moment. In 2014, City Council approved the Green Healthy Neighborhoods Plan. This is a 10 to 20 year plan, especially focused on the communities in orange that you see there. That's a map of Chicago. That's where we all are at McCormick Place. So these are Southside communities. They have seen rapid decline in population in the last 10-ish years. The Green Healthy Neighborhood Plan is a revitalization plan. Includes focus on healthy eating, healthy activity, and community development. And the proposed Englewood Line Trail is part of that plan. It is here within the Englewood and West Englewood communities, those orange communities that I showed in the previous slide. It's a 2 mile stretch between 58th Street and 59th Street, between Hoyne and Wallace. And this is what it looks like right now. It is a piece of abandoned rail line. It's actually very beautiful. It has not been used in many years, and there's quite a bit of really nice vegetation. There's some beautiful trees, and one thing that is the picture at the bottom there are a number of vacant lots that surround the trail, so the plan for the development of the trail not only is to develop the actual trail that you see there into a walking and cycling path, but also the space surrounding the trail into park space, urban agriculture space, community gardens. So it is a phased approach to developing this area, but it's over the next 10 years really will develop not only the trail, but the community surrounding it. We started the health impact assessment at the beginning of 2015. We're supported by the Health Impact Project with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, Pew Charitable Trust, the Beaumont Foundation. We at the Chicago Department of Public Health have partnered with the Illinois Public Health Institute to conduct the HIA, and heavily supported by the Department of Planning and Development in Chicago. So we had great buy-in from the agency within the city who's actually doing the development of the trail to do the HIA. And I think that's a message that you'll hear reiterated. You've already heard it before, that these HIAs are not required, and it really helps when the folks who are planning the HIA have significant buy-in right from the get-go. Englewood has social and economic challenges, and such a trail and development project really could positively impact the health of the community. The timing of this HIA really worked with the plan for development. Construction is slated to begin next summer. So during the first screening phase, we agreed that this was a project worth pursuing. We convened an advisory committee, which consists of the health department, the planning department, other city agencies. Transportation has representation, park district has representation, the police department, a number of community-based organizations, Teamwork Englewood, Grow Greater Englewood, and local schools are also involved. So the principal of a local high school is involved. The advisory committee meets every month, couple of months, depending on the phase that we are in our work, and have weighed in on really every phase. The second phase of the HIA scoping, we had a number of community engagement meetings. We convened the advisory committee. These six areas are the health areas that our HIA is focused on. most especially community safety rose to the top from the community as a health issue of greatest importance, both in terms of the question of how can we address current safety issues so that people feel comfortable using the trail, and then once the trail is built with an increase in traffic, how can we make sure that people are safe either while they're on the trail or accessing the trail from the community. The use of green space and parks is a big one. Community cohesion and ownership and workforce development are kind of connected. As I mentioned, in the community, there's been a rapid decline in population. From the community, there is a great interest in preserving the heritage and the history and the community, the sense of community there, and really want to be engaged in the process right from the beginning. We took a similar approach. This is, again, the trail. We are looking most specifically at a 0.5-mile buffer and then a 1-mile buffer around the trail. We're currently in the assessment phase, so we're currently in the process of collecting data and analyzing data and using that to inform our recommendations. The area surrounding the trail differs fairly significantly from Chicago overall. While Chicago overall is split about one-third between white, black, and Hispanic race and ethnicities, this area within the 0.5-mile buffer is about 96% black, and there are a number of Hispanic communities that are between the 0.5 and 1-mile buffer north of the trail. They're of particular interest. The unemployment rate within this area is about 35% to 37%. And when we look at the community health profile within that area, you can see hospitalization rates due to asthma, diabetes complications, heart disease, significantly higher than what we see for the city overall. So I'll walk through where we are in our assessment, a couple of examples. As I mentioned, we're right in the meat of things right now, so I'll share our thought process at the moment. Crime and perception of safety was where our real focus is, and you can see in the table there the crime rate within our study area, both for property crime and violent crime, are significantly higher than Chicago overall. Property crime, that includes theft, burglary, is about twice what you see for Chicago overall, and violent crime about three times as high. One thing that I am finding to be really interesting, we're working with Dr. Jacqueline Curtis from Kent State University. Her research history is in mapping perception of safety. What she does, write her name down, she's really great. So if you have an opportunity to work with her, I highly recommend it. But through a series of community engagement meetings, people are presented with a map of the area and very simply asked to circle areas on the map where they feel unsafe, and they're asked why they feel unsafe there and what times during the day they feel unsafe and any ideas of how to make that area safer. She combines all of these maps. She finds the areas where there's agreement among the community and then compares the hotspot maps of reported crime to where people perceive that they feel unsafe and tease apart areas where there's mismatch. We're really excited about this work. And then we're also very interested in traffic safety. As I mentioned, the trail lies between 58th and 59th Street in Chicago. 59th is a very busy street. We hear this time and time again from the community. There is a lot of truck traffic. And we worked with the Chicago Department of Transportation to do a traffic count on a stretch of 59th near the trail and found that truck traffic, so vehicles 23 feet or longer, comprised of 16% of the volume, and really 1% to 2% would be typical. So what the community is saying is corroborated in the data that we observe. So a big piece of our recommendations will come from this, that work needs to be done to calm the traffic in that area. People won't be able to access the trail if we leave the conditions as is. We've also been working with the Chicago Park District to look at the parks surrounding the trails and the park houses surrounding the trails and the programming that's available. We have been using the new National Park Service CDC Park Trails and Health Workbook. It's a really useful tool. It guides you through discussions to have within your team and data sources that you can use, and has really nice ways of laying out the data. And one suggestion that they have in that workbook is to look at the programming that's available in the area, what time programs are available, what ages they're geared to. That's another thing we hear from people in the community, is that yes, there are many parks in the area, there are field houses, and there are programs available, but there just aren't enough to really meet the demand of the community, or they're offered for ages that don't really work with the the timing or composition of the community. So we're looking to see if the trail can plug some of those gaps. And then finally, Green Corps Chicago is a skills development program within Chicago. We're working with them. The Chicago Department of Planning and Development is very, very much on board with this, which is really, really exciting that the construction of the trail can be done by community members. And when you heard the unemployment rate in the community, this is really important. And it's building ownership of the trail within the community. DPD, so the Department of Planning and Development, has already contracted with Tesca Associates, who is an urban planning firm, to do the design of the initial phase of the trail. And we're working together to gather community input into the trail design. So next steps, one thing I want to mention, our assessment has very, very much relied on the collaboration between various agencies within within the city of Chicago. Every one of our assessment examples is a result of a partnership with the Park District, with the Police Department, with Planning and Development, with CDOT, and that has been hugely important to our HIA, and everything really has come from the community. We try to go back as often as we can to make sure that the data that we're collecting and analyzing really fits with how people are feeling, and the interpretation of the data when it comes from the community is just, I mean, it blows your mind that, you know, everyone's like, yeah, of course, that's why, you know, and so that's been really great. We're currently doing this perception of safety work with Dr. Jackie Curtis. We're in the midst of that, and that'll continue into December. Our HIA is expected to be completed in the spring of 2016. As I mentioned, the construction for the trail will start in the summer of 2016. And this is an opportunity for our health department. This is the first real formal HIA that the health department has done, and we're using this as an opportunity to build capacity with our department, really to feed back into this Healthy Chicago 2.0 strategic plan that is the umbrella of our department. So hopefully this is work that we'll continue doing. Thank you very much.